Hello and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you like the idea of sustainable weight loss that's both healthy and budget-friendly, our Nutrition for Weight Loss Foundations program is here to help you reach your health goals. With 90% of our participants experiencing weight loss, our program proves that effective long-term weight management doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. We skip the costly prepackaged meals and pills and focus on real food nutrition that's easy to incorporate into your daily routine, helping you feel energized, reducing joint pain, enhancing mental clarity, and of course, losing weight, all without straining your budget or risking your health. Whether you join us online or in person, our flexible classes are designed with your lifestyle in mind. Ready to be part of the success? Classes start the week of May 14th and spots are filling up fast. Reserve yours today at weightandwellness.com/N4WL to feel your best this summer and beyond. Thanks for tuning in to Dishing Up Nutrition and enjoy the show.
It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you are experiencing chronic pain, believe me, you are not alone. The statistics say that over 100 million Americans suffer from chronic pain.
That's amazing.
Over 100 million. That's a lot of pain.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those 100 million that's in chronic pain, please listen to the entire show today. We are going to discuss natural ways to manage chronic pain. And it's not just going to be me in here talking. We have a co-host here that's going to introduce herself in just a minute. And we also have our special guest, Greg Peterson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys
Greg.
Know that voice, right? If you're a longtime listener, you know that voice. Greg Peterson has been on before. He's co-owner of Nutridyne, which is an education and supplement company located right here in Minnesota. We're going to let him talk in just a bit. And if you don't recognize my voice, I'm Cassie Wienus, registered and licensed dietitian, also the co-host of today's Dishing Up Nutrition show.
And just think, Cassie, that, you know, 100 million people of America suffer from that chronic pain. In fact, chronic pain affects more Americans than diabetes, heart disease, cancer combined.
That's
wow. Crazy. For this reason, over 2 million Americans are either addicted to or abusing opiate prescription pain medications in hope of relieving their pain. And I am Leah Wetzel. I'm a certified nutrition specialist and a licensed nutritionist. And daily, you know, we read about how opiate addiction has reached an epidemic proportions in America. And because opiate addiction is a national concern, today we want to bring to you some natural ways you can manage your chronic pain.
And in case you're a new listener, today's show is being brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We are a company providing life-changing nutrition education and nutrition counseling. And for all of our podcast listeners out there, we want to say thank you for listening.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
We do have a lot of podcast listeners, and we are so thankful. And if you find our Dishing Up Nutrition shows worthy of you taking the time to listen, do consider writing a review on iTunes. If you write a good review, that allows more people to be able to find us. And I think now more than ever, people are looking for more natural ways to manage their pain and manage their inflammation.
Yep.
So we want to spread the word about our show and have our show easy to find. So we appreciate it if you do decide to take the time and effort to write a review. And we just want to say thank you in advance.
Yes. Yes. And again, we are so pleased to have Greg Peterson on the show today with us. Greg is a wealth of knowledge. I always learn something when you're on the show, so it's great to have
yes.
you. Yeah. Greg is, again, co-owner of Nutridyne, a local company that not only provides professional quality nutritional supplements, but also conducts leading-edge nutrition education seminars to health healthcare practitioners all over the Midwest. Welcome, Greg.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning. It's so fun to be here, too, on a beautiful Saturday morning.
I know. It was a great morning.
It is a beautiful morning.
Saturday morning. Beautiful women. What can a guy ask for? Right?
Great voice for radio, and we love your compliments. Keep them coming.
Yeah, right. So, Greg, how long have you actually been in the healthcare business?
Well, we started the business in 1973.
Wow.
Yeah, in the basement of my parents' home.
I'm sure they were thrilled.
Right, about that. My mom worked as a full-time indentured servant, basically, for her two sons, my brother Dave and I.
Because he's the other owner, right?
He's the other owner. Yeah,
this sounds like a sitcom, doesn't it? Like two boys in the basement starting up a business.
That was about it, you know, too.
Wow.
But it provided us what we needed to get the company going.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it was started there. And we, of course, eventually moved on to a larger facility and then expanded from there too. But that was our humble beginnings. And I would, in the morning, I'd go out and make calls on practitioners. And then at night, I'd package up the orders and send them out, you know.
Wow.
And
it was,
from the
whole
basement.
Thing, beginning to end.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. And my mom answered the phones and did the office work. And we don't know quite what my brother did, but he was in there somewhere, you know.
So, and you, do you have any seminars coming up? It's been a while since I've been to one that you guys have been, that you've put on. One time it was right in my backyard in Otsego, but...
There's a big one in October, right?
Yes, October, end of October, October 27th through the 29th. It's our Great Lakes conference.
I went there last year. I was very pregnant, it was like two days before I gave birth.
Yeah.
I went to your conference.
It was great.
But you have a
good
lineup.
Group or lineup and so forth. We have Dr. Jeffrey Bland.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
He's considered to be the father of functional medicine.
Yes.
He's the one that really put that together. And he worked with Linus Pauling very closely when Linus Pauling was with us. And if people don't know who Linus Pauling was, he was a double Nobel Prize winner in nutrition and chemistry and peace. Just a iconic individual. And he mentored, you know, Jeff Bland. And now Jeff, of course, is in his 70s. And I kind of look at him as being the current
Linus And you wouldn't
Pauling,
guess it looking at him.
I was going to say, he is youthful.
Yeah, he'll do a great job. And we have Dr. Rob Silverman, who was the 2015 Sports Chiropractor of the Year.
Great.
Charles Poliquin, which is a world-renowned coach and strength trainer. He's trained over 800 Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so I mean, the list goes on and on of really just excellent speakers we have coming up in October.
And so if somebody was interested in learning more, they would be directed to on your website. Is there information on
there? They could go to our website, and but it's going to be a sellout, you know.
That's why I need to write this date down.
I know.
Now. Do you know the date off
October
the top of your
head? October 27th through 29th. And it's going to be at the JW Marriott at the Mall of America.
Oh, great.
So a real nice venue there, too.
I'll be there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, me too. I am getting that on my calendar. Well, I know that a lot of you have heard Greg before on Dishing Up Nutrition. You all know he's a wealth of information. And so we are going to let him talk quite a bit today. But just to kind of let you know the layout for the next hour, the plan is that Leah and I want to talk about foods that can lead to pain and inflammation, right? And we'll talk about foods that can reduce pain and inflammation because that's our wheelhouse as nutritionists and dietitians. And then for at least the last half of the show, if not more, we're going to turn the mic over to Greg and he's going to talk about key supplements that you can add on to that healthy diet that are very helpful in reducing pain and inflammation.
That's great. Yeah. And so many of you have heard my story about pain and inflammation. However, for those of you who have not, I want to repeat it because it's helpful for this topic. Right.
And I love this story because it's so powerful.
I feel like
you're
like
just like a record. Repeating it, I know.
I've said it many times, but it is. It really is a testament to how food can either
the power of nutrition
cause inflammation or reduce inflammation. So right isn't what we're talking about today. So when I came to work at Nutritional Weight and Wellness 10 years ago, I've been here.
Right.
I started as a graphic designer here when I was going to grad school for nutrition. I was actually, you know, I had a lot of inflammation going on. I had really severe chronic asthma, you know, and I'd have these aches and pains and muscle pains off and on. They had improved a little bit when I changed, because I had changed my diet a lot before I started here. But still, you know, some of that was still lingering.
And you
I
were in
say.
Your 20s. Yep. I mean,
I was in my mid-20s at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was still on at that point steroids and inhalers to manage my chronic asthma because I really wasn't breathing well. And it was, you know, it was painful and it was scary, you know, trying to get to the root of that. You know, and I really had at that point given up a lot of my staple foods that I would consider that I thought were problematic, you know, like juice and a lot of sugar I was eating before and chips. And that helped me lose 50 pounds, which was great.
Right.
But, you know,
but
I, still,
asthma
yeah,
was still
I still had the asthma
there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I remember your story right, in order to finally beat that asthma, you sat down with Dar.
I did.
The owner of Nutritional Weight and Wellness for sort of an official nutritional consultation. And I tell you, when you sit down with Dar, you got to be pretty darn serious because you know she's probably going to take away some things or tell you some things you maybe don't want to hear. But you were ready
to really
take this head on and get rid of the asthma. And if I remember your story, you said Dar looked you in the eye and said, I want you to follow an anti-inflammatory eating plan.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it was kind of a little bit shocking to me because I kind of thought I was already there, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, she said, yes, I really want you, I recommend that you not only to shut down the inflammation, but she really wanted to make a plan for me to get off of steroids and inhalers, but free me of all inflammation, you know, like the muscle pains and things that I was having.
Right.
Which really wasn't gone up until then.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, and so an anti-inflammation plan, because you had inflammation in your lungs and those bronchial tubes that lead to your lungs.
Yep.
But it's going to be a real similar eating plan to what we're going to talk about today because people with chronic pain have inflammation in their muscles and in their joints. And
Correct. Yes.
I am getting the signal from you.
Yes. And I will get into that, the details of that in just a minute after break. You are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Cassie and I are discussing natural ways to manage chronic pain with Greg Peterson, the co-founder of Nutridyne, a Minnesota-based company that provides nutritional education and supplements to healthcare providers. Questions about chronic pain today? Please give us a call in the studio at 651-641-1071.
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, I want to share with you that while I was preparing for this show today, I ran across an interesting book called The Fibro Fix. The author is Dr. David Brady. Dr. Brady is actively involved with the American College of Nutrition, and in this book, The Fibro Fix, he mostly focuses on how to start reversing your chronic pain and fatigue from fibromyalgia, thus the name, Fibro Fix.
Yep.
And I'm not going to talk in detail about the book, but just a little short overview. He recommends following a gluten-free diet and also getting out all trans fats.
That's
so
important.
That is important, but that means reading every label and staying away from those partially hydrogenated oils and those hydrogenated oils.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you'd find in margarine and some of the granola bars, and it's lots
peanut
of places.
Butters.
That's right, yes. Yeah. So, again, gluten-free, no trans fats, and Dr. Brady says this will really help to reduce, possibly even get rid of, the fibromyalgia pain. And I did think it was a good book. It was a good read, but I still think that most people need some help. They need a support person, somebody to help them implement the changes. So that's where the nutritionists and the dietitians at Nutritional Weight and Wellness can come in. If you're listening and you're struggling with fibromyalgia, do consider giving our office a call to learn more about what an appointment entails, or maybe you just want to set up an appointment. The girls are at the office this morning. The number is 651-699-3438.
Great. So kind of back to our discussion at hand, I was just about to kind of get into the nitty gritty of what Dar kind of outlined for me.
The anti-inflammatory plan for your asthma. That's right.
Yes. So, you know, really, it really had to be simple, right? So she just tried to keep it as simple as not to try to overwhelm me, but really the focus is around eat real food, right? Because of the seriousness of my asthma at the time, she recommended that I ate things like grass-fed meat, wild-caught salmon, organic vegetables, and 2 tablespoons of beneficial healthy fats.
That's a lot for some people.
Yeah.
Did you remember, were you like 2 tablespoons?
Right. It was a whole, like, you know, I didn't shy away from fats, but I didn't like try to go out of my way to eat fats before I worked at Nutritional Weight and Wellness as I do now, for sure, that I really learned the importance of them. And examples of those fats that she recommended are olive oil, coconut oil, butter, nut butters, natural nut butters, olives, avocados, you know, at every meal and every snack. Yep. Mm-hmm. She said the reason why that is that I needed more fat for my lung tissue, which is really important, right? So now here it was the challenging part, right? Well, some of it was challenging, maybe not some of it I was already kind of on board with, but no bread, no gluten grains, no dairy, no sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no equal, no sucralose, no MSG, no dyes, such as red dye number 40.
Okay, now that can be really hard. Now, like you said, you were already on board with some of this. But if you're eating the standard American diet and all of a sudden you can't have artificial sweeteners and red dye number 40, it's going to take out a lot of your typical foods if you start reading labels.
Right. And so that's why she kept it really simple to say just eat real foods, because real foods naturally do not contain those sort of things.
Yep. So you think of the perimeter of the grocery store, right, where you find the meats, the fruits and vegetables, and then, of course, like you mentioned, Leah, your healthy fats, the butter, the nuts, the avocados. So you implemented that anti-inflammatory eating plan, and how long has it been since you've been asthma-free?
Well, I would say that, you know, implementing the diet, you know, I was able to wean off my steroids and inhalers relatively quickly, I would say within the first month of changing and cutting out gluten and dairy.
Wow.
And I have been pretty much symptom free since then. So we're looking at 10 years or so, 9-10 years of no asthma. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. What a gift.
Really? Yes. Mm-hmm. Really?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, okay. So, you know, again, we're talking about Leah's asthma, but it's an anti-inflammatory eating plan that took care of that asthma for her.
Right.
Same thing if you're experiencing a lot of muscle pain, a lot of knee pain or joint pain. And, you know, as nutritionists, dietitians, Leah and I know that the first step, if you're trying to handle chronic pain and inflammation, is to determine what foods are causing that pain and inflammation.
Yes.
Now, the plan that worked for Leah, you know, the general plan might work for other people, but there's always those little specific pieces that are different from one person to the next, right? Mm-hmm. It's different for every person. It does start with the food that you're choosing to put in your mouth day in and day out.
Yes.
But one food that might be healthy for Leah might not be healthy for the next person. So I just really want to encourage you to consider making an appointment with one of the nutritionists or dietitians at Nutritional Weight and Wellness if you're experiencing a lot of chronic pain, because it takes some detective work to come up with the right eating plan that will reduce your inflammation and heal your body tissues from the inside out.
Exactly. That is a really great suggestion. So now we're going to spend, you know, the next part of the show talking about nutritional supplements that can help you manage your chronic pain. If you have any questions for Greg today, give us a call in the studio at 651-641-1071. And let me repeat that, because I know it can be hard sometimes to catch that number, right?
So focus if you're if you're in pain.
651-641-1071.
And I'm thinking maybe, I mean, there's so many great products, Greg, when you start thinking about especially the Metagenics products that are out there. But the two that come to the top of my mind are Caprex and Caprex AI. So I have a few questions for you on those. But before we jump into those supplements, I want to remind our listeners that we're now transcribing our shows.
I love that.
Wow.
That's so great.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's...
They'll say something and people are like, what did they say? How do you spell that? And so it's going to be all on the website.
Sometimes I do that. Like when I'm listening to a show that I'm not on, I'm like, what did they just say? And sometimes you're in and out of the room when you're listening. So now we will have the entire script of our show each and every week up on the website. So if you do miss the name of a supplement or you aren't sure how to spell it, you can look it up on our website at weightandwellness.com. This particular show should, I would say, be transcribed by Monday evening, Tuesday morning at the latest. You can find it on our website. So, Greg, you know, from our experience, Leah and I at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a lot of people have great pain relief with the Caprex. So do you want to explain what's in that and why people are having, and maybe talk too about, is it safe? Because we know with ibuprofen, that can be hard on your liver if you're taking it every day. So address that point too.
Yeah, and that's always one of the concerns about pain medication is, sure, it works, but at what cost?
Exactly.
You know, too. So you definitely can take it every day. You know, not a problem there. It works really, it's a combination of like olive oil extract, rosemary, and then also there's this proprietary hops extract.
Mm-hmm.
And they work synergistically to reduce inflammation, basically, and reestablish a better immune response.
Okay.
You know, pretty much. That's kind of in a nutshell. But
so like you were describing to us earlier today, you said that each of these ingredients have anti-inflammatory properties, but then combining the three together, that they even are, the three work really well together and create even more of an impact on that.
Exactly.
Right.
It's called proteomic research, and Metagenics has one of the few labs in the country. And what you find is that there's like over 300 anti-inflammatory herbs and nutrients.
Yes.
So you can't give all 300 to a person.
Right.
So, you know, or else you have a bigger list than usual of food supplements you're taking. So what this process does is it looks at the synergy between the different nutrients.
Which ones worked well together, right?
Yeah. What are, you know, a good team player? What things that maybe one and one don't make just two, but one and one makes maybe six?
Yeah.
That kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
And so this proteomic research is they'll look at stimulating the body's immune system to produce inflammation, you know, through the white blood cells. Then they'll give these different ingredients to them singularly or in combination. And you can imagine how many combinations there are when you have 300 possibilities.
Right.
It's a tedious,
it's a time
task.
Consuming. Yeah.
And they find which ones work the best together to modulate that inflammatory process.
You know, yeah, to bring down the inflammation.
Bring it down.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised. Sometimes you look at like Caprex, you know, it doesn't look all that unusual. It's olive oil extract. It's rosemary. It's this proprietary hops concentration extract. And you think, well, those are interesting, but they work so much better in combination.
Yes.
As an example of that, they did research with the Caprex compared to Celebrex, the real popular, you know, medication for pain. They found that it was equally as effective as Celebrex was, with absolutely no downside.
That's
to it.
Great.
Not hard on your liver. Yeah, yeah.
Not at all. And when you think of it, well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I have a quick little success story on it, I'm going to save that for the other side of break.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I say one quick thing? Or
yeah,
are you going
go ahead.
To break?
Yeah.
Oh, I just say with nutrition compared to pain medication is the body recognizes nutrition.
Yep,
it knows
it
how to use it. It can selectively inhibit this inducible inflammation we get from stress and infection and injury and not mess with the other, you know, factors of these different prostaglandins that maintain cell membrane health.
Yep.
Whereas the drugs, it blocks it all. It's
right.
like a bully in a schoolyard.
Yep.
You know, you can't control it. It's blocking the inducible, but it's also blocking the good prostaglandins that maintain cell membrane health.
Yeah. Great. That's excellent. Well, it's break time again, guys. You were listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness. I want to let you know what we have in store for you next week. Cara and Carolyn will be discussing hormonal problems of fibrocystic breast disease, endometriosis, and fibroid tumors. They'll be looking at the nutrition connections to all of these estrogen-dominant health conditions. Should be a really interesting show. I mean, these are conditions we see all the time
in the
office.
I don't think we've had this show title before, so it'll be a good one.
It really will. You know, and in showing that research that the UCLA Health Reports reported that some estimates state that upwards of 30 to 77% of women will develop fibroids sometime during their childbearing years. With those stats, I mean, I think all of our listeners should
tune in.
Yes, definitely. It should be a very important show to listen and share with your friends as well. Questions for us today, please give us a call at the studio at 651-641-1071.
There are some things we wish for you: to do what everyone else can do. Hop in your car, go to work, slip right into a movie seat. Now there's a perk. Buy cute jeans right off the rack. Dance at the next wedding to Love Shack. Play tag with your kids and hear them say, "That was the most awesomest day." Walk your dog, jog, or both just because you can. Comfortably fly coach all the way to Japan. Be there on graduation day, especially if it's yours and you got your MBA. Meet your greatest love and ride off into the sun. This is your life. Go live it. You've only got one.
If you think you've tried everything to lose the weight that's keeping you from your best life, think again. Learn the new science of weight loss in the Nutrition for Weight Loss program at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, on-site or online.
You can do this. We'll help you. You're not alone. This is a promise, not just a poem.
Join us at weightandwellness.com.
Next Saturday, we are going to be talking a lot about women's hormones. If you heard us on the previous side of break, you heard Leah talking about how on the next week's Dishing Up Nutrition show, we're going to be discussing fibrocystic breast disease, endometriosis, and fibroid tumors. And then after the show, Dar, Joanne, and Chris are going to be teaching the menopause survival seminar at our Maple Grove location. That starts at 10:30 in the morning, runs until 3:30 p.m. So it doesn't matter if you're perimenopausal, right, menopausal, postmenopausal. If you are struggling, whether it's with sleep or hot flashes, mood swings, fatigue, osteoporosis, we invite you to spend the day with Dar, Joanne, and Chris to learn some real-life natural solutions and bring your questions. Yep. They take plenty of time to answer questions. Maybe bring a sister or a friend with and make a day of it. You will leave equipped with life-changing solutions. If you want to learn more or if you want to sign up, the girls are answering the phone this morning at our St. Paul office. That number is 651-699-3438. And I don't think I mentioned we provide a delicious organic lunch.
Oh, yeah. And snacks, too. Yeah, it's great. It's
fun. The day goes fast.
Yes.
There's some laughter in there.
Oh, yeah.
And it is chock full of great information and great food.
Right. So before break, we were talking about Caprex, right? Mm-hmm. And the benefits of it opposed to maybe some anti-inflammatory medications. So when using, if somebody wanted to try the Caprex, what are some recommendations, especially for somebody that maybe is on Celebrex or somebody that has a lot of chronic pain? How would they maybe try Caprex and what was the best method of use?
Well, what they found when they did the research at the Functional Medicine Research Center out in Seattle area was, using a loading dose was the most effective. And the loading dose was in the range of like 6 per day. So if you do like 2 tablets 3 times a day, would be a good loading dose. And you do that for a period of time until you start to see some response to it. That might be a few days. That might be a couple of weeks. What are the cases? Because, again, like any kind of a food, it has to get into the system. The body works it through its normal, you know, channels and so forth to be effective in modulation of inflammation. It's not like a drug. I always say a drug is like a bully in a schoolyard. It just comes in and starts pushing people around, getting its way, you know. Yep. But, of course, there's consequences to that as well.
Yeah, could be long-term use could result in liver damage or kidney failure. Yeah,
definitely.
All kinds of, you know, problems. Whereas you don't get that with the natural nutritional products.
Exactly. You know, and to that point, the short success story I wanted to share kind of addresses both those things you're talking about. I think this was 2 years ago now when my aunt, long story short, they make their own homemade deer sausage. My aunts and uncles and my grandma back home every fall after deer hunting season. And they were cleaning up and my petite little aunt, I mean, she's like the size of your wife, just a cute little thing. She went to lift this meat grinder and move it out of the way, and it was much too heavy for her. And I forget the full diagnosis, but I know part of it was they ended up in the emergency room, and she had fractured a vertebrae. Mm. She might have had a bulging disc, too.
Yeah.
Bummer. A lot of pain. Mm. And they had scheduled her, I believe, for cementing it, but in the meantime had sent her back home for a few days, and they sent her home with oxycodone.
Yeah.
My aunt hates prescription medication, but she was in such pain. She finally gave in. She cut one in half and tried it. And talking about side effects, she had such an upset stomach and got really dizzy to the point of not being able to stand. And that's when she called me. and asked what I would recommend. And so I recommended the Caprex, and it wasn't more than a few days. Like you said, Greg, for some people, it can
make a big difference.
Take hold in a few days. Yep. She said it took the pain away. Not only that, she hadn't told me that her one knee had been really giving her a lot of pain for the past month and had started to swell up, like her jeans were fitting really tight because her knee had swelled. She said that went away too.
Yeah.
So she got the double bonus with that product, and it really worked fast
for her.
That's
really great. So, Greg, there's two different Caprex on the market. There's the regular Caprex and then Caprex AI. What is the difference between the two?
Well, the big difference, the AI stands for autoimmune.
Okay.
And so when you're dealing with autoimmune, you know, conditions, that's where you want to use the Caprex AI. And again, that has the proprietary hops, you know, rosemary, and the olive oil extract to modulate inflammation, but it has some additional research nutrients. And that was studied again at the Functional Medicine Research Center
out in
Seattle at the proteomics lab that, remember, determines what different nutrients are very compatible and synergistic with each other and work better as a team. So they had done the proteomic research on that as well and added a couple of additional nutrients to that. And what they find is that it balances the immune system. Yeah, I think you had a great comment before, Cassie. It recalibrates the immune system because in autoimmunity, you have an overly zealous immune system that starts to attack itself. You know, and it gets confused because it gets stimulated by so many things, you know, toxins and stress factors and so forth in the environment. So you need some different kinds of lifestyle factors, diet, and specific supplementation to bring back that balance so that the immune system is responding correctly to infection and toxins and so forth, but not overly expressing itself and attacking joints and different other aspects of self.
Like example, rheumatoid arthritis maybe would
perfect
be
example.
A good use for that.
That's wonderful. And I don't think a lot of people, I think a lot of our listeners and clients have heard of the Caprex, maybe tried it, but I don't think they all realize that there's also the Caprex AI out there
for
the autoimmune.
Yeah.
So that's really neat. And I just want to point out, you've said it a couple of times, Greg, but one of the reasons why I absolutely love Metagenics, not only do we see the results in clinical practice, but they do the research.
Yes.
And that just, as clinicians for Leah and I, that gives us that much more confidence in recommending these products.
And like you had shared with us earlier, that as far as like human trials go and, you know, all the top lead in PubMed research, like they're number one.
Yes.
Yes. For supplement companies.
They're really truly the science, you know, company.
Yes.
And even have a differentiation between, you know, the Caprex and the Caprex AI shows their focus on detail. Because when you look at, kind of as an example so people can kind of understand where you might use the different Caprex and Caprex AI. When you look at Caprex, it's, you know, more things like structural.
Yes.
You know, types of things. You know, neurologic, you know, kinds of problems. Not of an autoimmune origin. So if it's autoimmune, like, you know, your things like RA, rheumatoid arthritis, MS, lupus, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, and so forth, those are autoimmune type of problems that have inflammation as a stimulation of the problem.
Yes, part of the autoimmune process.
And that will be the Caprex AI.
Great, great.
All right, we are going to have to seriously go to another break.
Yeah, we're going to have, after that, we'll talk about another really important
really great product.
Supplement that I really like a lot. So you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. We often ask clients, why did they take our Nutrition for Weight Loss program? Here's an answer that we would like to share. This one participant said, after listening to the radio show program, I realized that nutritional weight and wellness had a philosophy that aligned with mine, real food. I have done programs where you're required to buy their food and eat their bars and take their, and that fake food cannot be good for you or your health. And that is why I chose the Nutrition for Weight Loss. If you have questions about the Nutrition for Weight Loss program, give us a call at the office today at 651-699-3438 or go online at our website at weightandwellness.com. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you have that you feel comfortable sharing. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everyone. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I know a lot of the longtime listeners know that I have two young kids at home. You probably also remember that they have celiac disease as well as a few other food allergies, food sensitivities. So I'm always looking for good treat ideas, right, that are safe, that keep those foods out that aren't good for them because of their food allergies. But as a dietitian, I want them to be healthy treat ideas, too.
Right.
So
right on board with you.
Right? You, too. Yeah. But my kids are not as good of eaters as yours. Oh. I know Oliver loves sardines. And and doesn't he like the fish, the cod liver oil, too?
Oh, yeah.
The lemon cod. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, he still would love to have the treat. You know, he's older now. He sees the treats other kids get.
The
treats
the other kids. Yeah. That's well, once they start school, it's kind of downhill.
Right. So,
well, I have a couple of good, healthy treat ideas that I want to share. So, the first one, you know, presentation goes a long way, right? Whether it's us adults or it's the kids. Especially for the kids. My kids like it when I pull out, I have these practically antique glass dessert dishes that my husband inherited from his great aunt Daisy. Great aunt Daisy didn't have kids. So somehow we got these dessert dishes, and they're pretty, you know, they're up on a glass pedestal. So the kids love it when I get those out. And then sometimes I'll layer them with berries.
Right.
You know, this time of year, berries are
in
season.
They're so great. They're so yummy.
Yeah, you can start. I mean, if you can envision this, start with some blueberries. At our house, next, we do a thick layer of strawberries because that's our favorite berry. Then do the blueberries again and then top it off with raspberries. So you have blue, red, blue, red.
Yum.
And doesn't stop there. Take some organic heavy cream and whip that up for some delicious, real whipped cream and put a couple of dollops of that on top. It is so pretty.
It is.
And it tastes great.
Right.
And then one other idea that's great for this time of the year, right in the heat of summer, you can make your own really healthy popsicles.
Have you done this with the dynamic punch? Mm-hmm. And the yummy dynamic greens.
The yummy. Love the dynamic greens, if you guys don't know of it, it's a powder drink that is just chock full of antioxidants and wonderful healthy stuff. And there's so many different flavors, but they have one that's
fruit punch
geared towards the kids. Mm-hmm. I drink it all the time.
I know.
Right?
I
it's good for adults too. It's delicious.
Yeah.
So you can mix that up according to the container directions, which is just mixing the powder with a certain amount of water and then pour it into your popsicle molds.
We got some really fun, like dinosaur shaped popsicle molds.
Oh my gosh.
And so Oliver loves the dynamic greens and water. Sometimes I put a little fresh lemon in there.
Perfect.
He loves it. He thinks it's.
And he is probably in awe that mom says, anytime you want a popsicle, go ahead, anytime.
Yep, right.
Yeah, so they're delicious, they're sugar-free, and on these hot summer days, it's great to have that healthy, refreshing treat to offer your kids. And if you want to pick up some of the Dynamic Greens Kids Fruit Punch, we stock it at all of our 7 nutritional weight and wellness locations, or really, better yet, if you're close by your computer, just get on weightandwellness.com. Click on products. Shipping is free, so it's going to be the same price for you if you order it on our website or if you walk in our store.
Great. So before we run out of time today, because the show is just flying by, we want to talk about another supplement that our clients really love for chronic pain, and that's Osteovantive, right? And so because specifically, you know, this helps with joint pain. And currently, there are about 700,000 knee replacements every year. Isn't that crazy?
That's a lot.
Yes.
Boy, that's a lot of surgery. So, you know, when you have to replace knees, that typically means that bone is rubbing on bone, which can be extremely painful. And that's where Osteovantive really shines, is when you have that bone rubbing on bone. It can address that type of sharp joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg, you're going to be the best one to explain why does Osteovantive work in these situations?
Well, the Osteovantive, it's a very unique ingredient, undenatured type 2 collagen. And I really stress undenatured because what you pick up a lot of times in the health food stores and the co-ops and so forth, these collagen proteins and so on, that does not have the key molecular structure, this triple helix form needed to retrain the immune system, because that's exactly what that does do.
That's awesome.
They find that there's a place in the gut they call the Peyer's patches that basically can retrain the immune system to not over respond to things that it shouldn't. Like we're talking about before, this confused immune system.
Right.
So it's re-educating it, recalibrating it, so it recognizes self.
Yep.
And doesn't bother or attack that, but just
stops
really
stops the degeneration, yeah, degeneration of the joints.
Because what happened is through the years, you know, the traumas we have, you know, and we get to, you know, these joint surfaces that get, you know, roughed up a little bit and traumatized and so, yep, on. A confused immune system sees that as a problem.
Right.
And it attacks that.
Right.
So it's taking a bad situation, it's making it worse.
Right.
Whereas if you re-educate with this undenatured type 2 collagen, now the immune system recognizes self for what it is and leaves it alone.
So when you say undenatured, I think of it as you know, as close to natural as possible. It's undenatured,
yes,
versus, and mm-hmm, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I'm thinking that what a lot of the supplements out there are probably offering is a denatured form of, mm-hmm, collagen, which means it's either been processed with high heat or with chemicals, and now it's changed, mm-hmm, and now it's more of a foreign substance that the body's like, what the heck is this? I think I'll attack it.
Totally.
Is that right?
Different molecular structure, inactivated, you know, it just
doesn't do the body any good.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So look for undenatured.
And so for uses with of the collagen, what sort of things would you suggest for somebody
with
looking,
the osteovantive
to try? How would they go about trying that product?
Well, the research on this undenatured, you know, collagen was done on just 2 tablets per day.
Okay.
But again, like we're talking about before, if you want to accelerate the results and so forth, maybe for the first week or two, you might want to go to 4 a day. Do 2 twice a day.
Yep.
Then as you start to see some, you know, effects and so forth, then you can always back it down to once, twice a day. But what the research had shown is that you will see generally some results within like a 30-day period, but the best overall effects is going to be over a period of about 120 days.
Okay.
So if you're going to do
commit to about
4 months.
Yeah. Yep, just get those. And I have had a lot of clients notice they have a lot less joint pain utilizing the osteovantive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it, mm-hmm, really is a great product, but that's really great to know that you got to give this one a little time,
yes,
to do its,
yes,
work.
Yes.
To really
and
shine.
This is also in line with, again, we have to be eating a healthy, real food diet of proteins, healthy fats, and real vegetable carbohydrates to make sure the body responds well to,
right,
that.
Right.
Yep. That's important. And kind of my, you know, go-to similar to that keeps my body healthy is bone broth. I've talked about the bone broth on the show many,
right,
times, but bone broth has a lot of the undenatured collagen in it naturally as well. So people using the bone broth can really keep their joints healthy throughout, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing it preventatively. You know, I'm doing it to make sure I keep my body healthy, mm-hmm, so I can, mm-hmm, keep doing my kettlebells
and rock climbing.
Well, into, you know, like,
absolutely,
you, Greg, you're,
yeah,
still really active.
Yeah.
Well, and am I right in thinking that this undenatured collagen in osteovantive is from chicken, the breast cartilage?
Yes. Yes.
So when,
yeah,
she's making her bone broth from,
yeah,
chicken bones,
yep,
or if you throw in the chicken feet.
Yes.
You really. I remember the first time I heard my neighbor down the street was getting chicken feet from her local farmer, and I'm thinking, what are you doing?
Yeah, you get a lot of
making
good
bone
fat
broth
from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you sip on that throughout the day, kind of like tea, right?
Yeah, I'll have it like, you know, mid-afternoon tea and have mid-afternoon,
sure,
bone broth. It's
and
really good.
If,
yeah,
anybody listening wants to know how to make bone broth, if you haven't done it yet, we have a great instructional video on our website. So you can just go to weightandwellness.com to find that instructional video, and it's really darn easy.
Right.
So let's see. We talked about how many osteovantive. We talked about what makes it work so well. You know, I know we're going to run out of time, but there was one other great product maybe we could give a mention to.
Yeah. Yeah. We were going to talk a little bit about
flavonoid,
yes,
intensive care. I don't know, Greg, we have about a minute for that.
In a nutshell,
yes,
is curcumin is really effective also as a natural anti-inflammatory, and it's in the flavonoid intensive care. The problem with curcumin is it's very, very poorly absorbed when you take it orally. We have a curcumin that is 40 times better uptaken than just regular curcumin.
And that's the flavonoid intensive care.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Real food can be life-changing. Throw a couple supplements in there, like Greg talked about, and even better. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful and healthy Saturday.
Thanks for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you enjoy this podcast, please share your favorite episodes with a friend or leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or iHeartRadio. The content and opinions expressed are those of the hosts or presenters. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Product statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.